This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Sean's Ultimate Ship, with support from Lloyd's Register Foundation.
All right, everyone, it's Sean here. For my birthday, I got a Botodex. A Botodex is this really cool computer which tells me all the most amazing facts about every major ship in history. Now, Luke seems to think that it's rubbish and doesn't think it's going to do anything cool. But I reckon I can use this to design the world's most amazing ship. Now, I admit, I haven't actually ever built a ship before, but I've got a genius plan. I'm going to find out about some of the most important ship designs in history and just take all the best bits. Now then, Botodex, what ship are we going to be looking at today?
Today we are looking at the Karrack.
A what? Are we in Portsmouth? Is that Fratton Park?
There is a very good reason why we've come to Portsmouth today. It's so we can take a look at a very famous Karrack.
You keep saying Karrack, but I don't know what that means.
A Karrack is a 3 or 4 mile sailing ship that was originally developed in the 15th century. One of Britain's most famous is the Mary Rose. And here she is.
Mary Rose? Who's that? Oh, I get it. It's this ship. Well, what's left of it? Right, hang on, Botodex, there's a sign here. Property of Henry VIII. Do not touch, no admittance. Oh, so the Mary Rose belonged to King Henry VIII. Sweet, this one must be extra awesome. But there doesn't seem to be much of it here.
The Mary Rose was sunk in a battle in the Solent in 1545. It was salvaged in 1982, and all that remains is its hull. But there's a large-scale model of what it looked like over there.
Oh, no, I don't want to mess about with the models. I want to look at the real thing. I'm going to have a look around. So this is by far the largest ship I've seen so far by miles. Rather than rowers, it seems like it was powered by sails on 4 huge masts. And at the back, over here, look, is a grand structure, which looks like it contains the captain's quarters. Now, according to the Botodex, this structure over here is called the After Castle, and its rooms would have been grand enough to probably be in a castle. And I'm looking at the Botodex here, and it says above the After Castle is known as the Poop Deck, which makes me worry I'm about to see something quite unpleasant. Why is it called the Poop Deck?
Nothing to do with poop, you'll be pleased to hear. It comes from the French word la poupe, which means the back of the ship.
I'm not going to lie to you, a little bit disappointed by that. Although, the cool thing about the poop deck is this is where you can find the ship's wheel. I've always wanted to spin one of these bad boys. Oops. They've not fixed this hole very securely, have they? And because this is Henry VIII's ship, I can't imagine him using anything but the finest materials to build it. So, Botodex, what materials were used to build this?
It is believed that it took around 600 large oak trees to build the Mary Rose. That's around 40 acres of woodland, which is about the same as 30 football pitches.
That is madness. So which part of the Mary Rose would I use for my ultimate ship design? I'm going to score the ship out of 10 and store these scores in the Botodex.
Size
is the biggest boat I've seen so far. I've been counting the cannons on here and there's at least 90. Plus, the captain's quarters would have been pretty swish, so I'm giving it an 8.
Speed.
I don't think this is quite as quick as the Roman longboat, so I'm going to score it a 5.
Appearance.
Well, it does look pretty cool. Henry VIII isn't exactly going to have an ugly ship, is he? I'm going to score it an 8.
Battle worthy.
Now, you'd think, with 90-odd cannons on board, that this ship would be pretty nifty in a battle, wouldn't you? Well, it turns out when the Mary Rose set sail from Portsmouth in 1545, she just toppled over. Water flooded through the gun ports and she sank like a pebble, which is less than ideal. So for that, scores a 1. So what's the coolest feature of the Mary Rose? Probably her grand old poop deck, I reckon, with her massive ship's wheel. Definitely want one of those on my ship. And since the wheel just pretty much fell off in my hands, I may as well take the real thing, hadn't I? Right, so far, I'm designing a portable, yet uncapped sizable ship fronted with a delightful bronze beak on a wooden duck's face, driven by the ship's wheel of the Mary Rose. Looking pretty good, I think. Next time, I'm off to see another of the world's most famous ships, the cutting sark.
Sean's ultimate ship, with support from Lloyd's Register Foundation. Find out more about Sean's adventures and ship design at funkidslive.com/ships.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.